Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 90. I am Mike Earl.
Randy
Orvis. Today we will be discussing the tech news of the week. Today is February 14th. Some of you may know this as Valentine's Day.
Saint Valentine.
Others just know it as the 14th day of the month of February. So, yeah.
Tis today.
Anyway, as usual, we'll be bringing you the tech news of the week and anything else we feel like talking about and whatever we want, really.
Whatever we want.
If you're listening live, you know it is Thursday, and because I just told you the date, and if you weren't listening live, you could probably figure out what day it was.
But it's February 14th.
Which happens to be a Thursday this year, 2013. But otherwise, you can always find us live on Thursdays, approximately 8. It's 8:12, but, you know, we're close enough. We're live
at
8.
On or around.
Yeah. You never know. But yeah. So that's what we're going to do. Do you have anything else you want to say before we jump into the news, Randy?
I'm back from Montana. No deaths.
Well, that's good. Nobody died. That's always a plus.
Nobody died.
Was there a worry that someone was going to die?
Yeah, a little bit.
Were you drunk when you texted me that night? No, you texted me in the morning.
I texted you in the morning.
Were you drunk the night before?
I was.
Oh, okay.
I texted you that night, too, didn't
I? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I text a lot of people, apparently.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess that's what I do now.
When you're drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Or just in general?
No, I'm drinking.
Oh, that seems smart. For a while, we used to have a rule that you couldn't be on your phone when you were drunk.
That's a smart idea.
And
but
then,
sometimes
and then
it's
if
funny
they
seeing...
found someone on their phone, you were allowed to hit them with the drumstick.
Was that at Corey's?
Yeah.
That's awesome. It is funny, though, looking back and seeing what you sent people. It's like, oh, what was I thinking there?
Wow, I probably shouldn't have said that. Or, man, that message doesn't even make sense.
There's a lot of those to Shelby that just didn't even make
wow,
sense.
Wow, those aren't even words.
There's a lot of that as well.
Was I even using the keyboard, or is that just my face against the phone?
That's what I was going to say. Just hitting it with my face. So...
But Randy didn't die was the key part of that story, I think.
Clearly did not die.
There was a ghost in your apartment last week or the week?
It would have been last week, because I was
yeah, but like 2 weeks ago, I think you were gone too, or 3 weeks.
Was at the concert?
Yeah. I think it was last week, maybe. Matt kept getting up because there was some crazy vibrations coming through the wall. Oh, 2 weeks. So last week, you weren't here, but the 2 weeks before that, you were also gone because you were at the concert. That week, there was a ghost. But last week, there was just like someone has on a chainsaw on the roof or something. I don't know what's going on. It was crazy in here.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you go and listen to the podcast, you'll hear me tell Matt, because he kept getting up and going over there to try to figure out what it was. I said, you sit back down. Don't worry about it. The roof caves in. It was weird, though.
Happens to the best of them.
It's like someone was vacuuming the wall on that side. It was weird. Anyways. That really
last night, like, the heater thing, like, started going, but it did it, like,
does that sometimes
it did it, like, louder than ever before, and it was only for, like, 5 seconds, and then it shut off, and I was just like,
maybe a pipe just burst.
Volume up on the TV, and, so yeah, cool story.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, though.
No, I think there's something here. Maybe I'm gonna get taps. That taps.
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to get the Ghost Hunters. I'm going to get the Ghostbusters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your Ecto Cooler?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let us know if you remember Ecto Cooler High C. Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Yeah, go see what's happening.
I was having a craving for that.
Is that why you showed it to me the other day? Because you had a craving.
I know. It's like, man, that stuff was so good. It was pretty awesome.
Was it green?
Yep.
That makes sense.
And it had
What other color would it have been?
It had Slimer on the front.
Right. I get that. Anywho. So, tech news.
Yep.
There's a ton of rumor, has been in the last week, it's really been amping up, that Apple is making a watch.
No, they're not.
I decided to put that out there. Supposedly, Bloomberg or Wall Street, one of the two, because they're always the two that seem to have sources. One of them or the other one, right? They say they have 100 people working on it.
I thought Apple, somebody said, no, we're not. You guys are retarded.
No, I don't think anybody said that. Mm. Mm. They said that about something else more recently. Neither here nor there. But there's a lot of press that's being put onto this whole Apple's making a watch. And then just today, I saw that Samsung released. Some leaked pictures of their watch. And now it really makes me wonder if someone just photoshopped that and put that out there because, hey, guess what? Apple's having one, so Samsung should. Whether or not Apple's even having one is yet to be truth-defied.
I think, see, it's so hard to say, and that's something, like, when I was reading about patents and stuff, like, so they were brought up examples of how multiple companies, like, at similar times were creating similar product without either side knowing that they were doing right. that. So, I mean, really, I feel like, especially with the
Pebble
coming out, like, I feel like it was just a natural progression for both companies.
Well, and I think ever since the Pebble did their Kickstarter and they did so well, how could neither of them not have seen that? And really just wearable stuff in general, like the Nike Feel Band, which also just came out and said they're going to stay exclusively on iOS and work on the web instead of working on Android.
Bitches.
I thought that was funny.
No, not funny. Like,
although
how retarded are they?
I don't think it's a good... Like, I think it's funny to laugh about and think that's funny. But if I was working at Nike, I think maybe this isn't the best business decision.
Seriously, like...
Well, we're not like we don't have unlimited money, essentially.
That's what I don't get. Like, to me, it's not...
How hard?
It's not... Like, I would say the same thing if they had built the app only for Android... And said, yeah, no, we're not going to build it for iOS. That seems silly. It's like, do you know how much market share you're missing there?
Well, yeah.
Because it's not just an app that you're... Because is the app free or is it...
I think it's free. I don't know because I don't have one. No, I'm pretty sure it's free.
I mean, it makes sense. You get it when you buy...
You buy the band.
Because the app does nothing if you don't have the Feel Band.
Right.
Makes sense.
Well, in some phones, for a while, some iPhones were coming with it pre-installed. Like, I don't know if it was, like, through Verizon specifically or...
Yeah. I don't know.
Just playing with it. Don't worry about that.
Silly move on their part, but whatever.
But, yeah. So Apple's supposedly making a watch is what we were talking about. Whether or not it'll happen, I think, how could it not happen at this point? The same with Samsung, really, like, because they have to keep up. One of them has to, like, they both... And really, they both saw, like we said, they both saw the... success of the Pebble and other things in that same market, and it'd be silly for them not to play with it. And Apple kind of, like, when they had those square iPod Nanos, they had all those different watch bands, even though they didn't make them themselves, but it seemed like it was destined to happen. So maybe before you know it, you'll be wearing an Apple Watch. Mostly Randy will be. Right? Right.
Right. Somebody asked me what twerking means.
It's inappropriate.
I know. I mean, it is, but it isn't really.
Apple released, their update 6.1.
How's that going for them?
It's going fine for some people, less fine for others. So initially when it was released, supposedly there was a battery issue. Drainage issues, which seemed to be... specifically with the 4S and their 3G connection, which they've already released an update for 6.1 for the 4S's, because they were having 3G connectivity issues. And then there was an exchange bug, which is still a problem, I guess, if you have exchange working for your email. There's having problems there, and so supposedly Apple actually came out and said that there's going to be an update for that soon. And then there's a bug exposed that people can bypass your lock screen if you have a code.
No, it's not even a code. Did you watch the video?
Yeah, it's retarded how they do. Like, who would ever figure that out? Like, it's like a 15-step process.
No, it was like 5.
They had to, like, maybe we saw different videos then.
Yeah, it was like... It wasn't that difficult, really.
Because
it was like, you go to the lock screen, and you go to power it off, and you hit the emergency dial button,
right.
And like after you do that, you're in.
No, the one I saw, they did like 10 more steps. Like, it, then they had to go back in, and then you had to hit 112, and then you had to go into the emergency dialer again.
You are silly.
No, go find it.
I watched, the video was like 15 seconds.
Maybe they edited it.
No, because it was like camera over the phone and showed him do it and then showed him make a call to another phone.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. Anyway.
It was, we'll say, but it's 50 steps. We'll round up.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
But even once they get into it, all they can access is the phone function.
The one I saw said you could get into the text messages as well.
So maybe there's two separate ones.
Because they said, the funny thing was, is it's been a prior bug also. Like, it's not the first time this same bug has been part of iOS. Which seems weird to me. Like, you'd think, like, once you fix a bug, why would it come back?
Right.
But especially if it's the same. Like, I would understand if it was a different process to do it, but whatever.
Either that or people are just making up videos. Because the article I read said, the person that was writing the article said they tried to do it for about an hour on their phone. Like,
an hour?
Like, they said they spent an hour trying to break in on their own phone. No. And they couldn't do it. Because I didn't care that much. Because I don't have a password. I don't have a lock on my phone anyway. You could just open it and use it.
It seems weird to me.
And then there was also some bug allowing access to your contacts, but that was more a data transfer type situation.
Data transfer.
But something tells me we're gonna see a 6.1.2 out soon because of all these issues.
But they were saying, like, the last time they had major bugs, it was like a month.
Well, not, I mean,
for an update.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be like tomorrow by any means. I think it'll take at least a week or two. But I mean, well, they released 6.1.1 pretty fast for the 3G stuff, for the 3G connectivity on the 4S, so who knows?
Instructions are pretty simple. First, you have to pretend to turn the phone off, make an aborted emergency call, and then a quick bit of off button and cancel pressing. That boots you into the full phone app where you can pretty much call or message anyone you like or edit phone contacts.
You can send messages. Well, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
It says, this is not the first time a trick like this has plagued Apple devices. A similar iOS 4.1 bug allowed the same kind of access.
Because from within the phone app, you can look at the contacts. And so you could hit send message. And then but I don't know that, I feel like that would actually bring you into a separate app then. So if it only, it seems weird also that you would only be able to get into the phone app and not everything, but.
It's probably going to make me watch an ad or something. Is this the
one you watched? It was similar to the one you watched. That was the one I watched, I think. See, because he hits a weird button on the top.
So he goes to power off.
Yep. And then, see, then he hit 1-2-2, and then something else. Then he turned it off again. Then he opened it up. Then he starts to shut it down again. And they said the hardest part was you have to hit... Oh, that one opened right up to it. But the hardest part was hitting the emergency flash button when it flashes before it went. Because it happens. It only flashes for a second.
Fair enough.
Is what the article I had read, not the Gizmodo one. But, regardless. But that was the same video. Because then I was like, what is happening? I didn't realize he was calling him right away. Like, I was like, what are we waiting for here, you know? Because they show him calling someone.
It's pretty crazy. The video was, well, granted it was uploaded 2 weeks ago, but it's got almost 200,000 views. So he's getting a nice little ad money off of it.
2 weeks ago. Well, I suppose the update did come out that seems about right.
It's January 31st it was posted.
Yeah. So, and there is a jailbreak rig already for 6.1.1 as well.
I did see that, which is kind of crazy to me.
But the update was so small because all it did was fix a 3G connectivity problem on the one phone. So
makes sense then.
Yesterday, Apple also announced that they were lowering the prices on the 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display. They dropped one of them by 300, one of them by 200. That's a pretty big drop for them. And they updated the processor on the 15-inch from a 2.5 to a 2.6, I think, which isn't that big, but just a little bit of newer hardware in there for you. And they also dropped the price on the MacBook Air with the 256 by $100. Really, they just dropped the price of their 256 gig solid-state drives by $100 is what they did. It just directly affects models in their line.
Probably because the price of just solid-state drives in general has dropped so substantially in the last, like, even 3 months.
Right, and I'm sure that's why they did it. But it also, it made the range a little wider, too, so things aren't as congested in the 13-inch models, but to the 15-inch.
Yep.
But, yeah. It makes you wonder when you're already looking at getting a MacBook Air, and then they lowered the other prices, so then you're like, oh, man, we're so close now. And there you are.
Welcome to buying technology.
Right. But that went live on their store, and Amazon, I think, has started to change their prices as well, because they usually keep up. Android updated, was it to last night?
Last night.
To 4.2.2.
Whoop, whoop.
And you said you did get it on your,
yep,
your
already
Nexus
updated.
7?
Yep, I updated it last night, took like 2 minutes. Everything's a lot, like one of my problems I had when I updated to 4.2.1 was I'd noticed kind of a sludgy feeling.
Not so buttery anymore?
No, and I just kind of put up with it, and now it's really, everything's very fluid again. So, but I can't find a lot of, it sucks, I can't find a lot of notes on what they actually changed. I know with Google Now, they updated it so it actually has the Google Doodles on the back now. I don't know if it's...
Oh, like behind the widgets?
Shoot, anybody. Yeah.
Something else just go off, or was that that?
It was my phone.
Weird.
They both went off really at the same time, though, because I just got a Facebook notification.
Oh, I was like, it was like in both places at once.
It's in stereo.
Yeah. I know the 4.2.2 does break the workaround for the LTE, because the Nexus 4s do have LTE, even though they're not supported by the carriers, they have the chip for it. And so some people had found a workaround on certain carriers, but the update broke that workaround. So if you're using that, you may want to think about not updating. But from what I read, too, mostly just seemed like behind-the-scenes type stuff. Like you said, it seems to be running a lot smoother, so...
Yeah.
That must be the majority of what they did. Weird. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a ton of Google news this week. Google Now updated, and you said they got the Google Doodles, I think... They integrated more in their widgets as well as reading. I don't have Google Now, so I never get to play with it. Do you have Google Now on your phone? You do, we decided before. Oh, so it's at the top?
Yep.
I get you.
Yeah, I like it, though. And it's got kind of the similar feel to, like, apps inside, so you can, like, add what you want. Yes, I do have Google Now on my phone.
Nice.
I like it. It kind of brings it sort of to their what is it called? Like your Google homepage. You can what the hell is it called?
Google Me. iGoogle.
iGoogle. I think that's it.
I feel like that's copyright infringement.
I can't remember what it's called.
No, I don't know. No, it's like it's something like that.
iGoogle. But it's like, it's a similar page, like you can set up and you can put a bunch of widgets on there, and it's like, it's built off of the Google homepage, though.
Right.
Yeah, it's iGoogle. Like you go to iGoogle.com, but it's actually google.com/IG for iGoogle. So, like, that's mine. So I have like Wikipedia, Time, Weather, Gmail, RSS feed.
Nice. That RSS feeder will get you.
Mike's like, oh man, all on a Google page? Better get that.
No, my RSS feeder fills up fast enough as it is.
Got to get that.
Amazon announced that they were going to get some CBS shows.
More CBS shows.
Right. And they're going to have exclusive rights to Under the Dome.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Stephen King book, but they're making it into a TV series.
Hmm. Did you read the book?
I didn't know. I've heard good things. It's one of his more recent books. But they're going to come out on Amazon Prime 4 days after they air. So
that's cool.
If you don't have CBS, even though CBS is free, but then you could watch it without having to go through Hulu or... Also, it's I think it's exclusive, though.
Do you know how long it is, like, on Hulu for shows to get uploaded?
Sometimes, like, new ones? Sometimes it's, like, up late that night, but it's always up by the next day.
Gotcha.
Sometimes. It'd be interesting to see once in a while. But CBS is weird anyway, because they don't... A lot of their shows... Because, wait. Big Bang Theory's on CBS, right?
Correct.
See, but they're not on Hulu. The only place you can watch them is... On the website,
yes,
but they're
on purpose.
They're up there fast. Like, I could go home tonight because it's on tonight. Like, and I'll probably, I could go watch it probably at like 11 or 12. Like, they're like by far the fastest though, but they only allow themselves to use it too. Whereas like Hulu, I know, and like iTunes.
Well, because that drives traffic then.
Right, and iTunes, like through like season passes or whatever, when you buy like have shows that way, or when you get them when they're air and then you have them. It's late that night, like usually like 2 or 3 in the morning sometimes. So typically then you end up watching them the next day unless you happen to be up still, but you know.
Right.
And CBS did get a few, or Amazon did get a few other CBS shows already since they've signed the deal that got them Under the Dome. I know a few other shows have started showing up on Amazon Prime since then as well. And as we talked last week, they got the exclusive, or was it 2 weeks ago? Because I said you were going to watch it. Downton Abbey.
That's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Been awesome.
So
catching up.
On Downton Abbey?
Yep. Such a good show.
Because Professor McGonagall's in it. That's why you like it, I bet.
I didn't even know who that is either.
From Harry Potter? Mike, I didn't watch the movies. You read the books. You know who she is?
I do.
Well, the lady that plays her in the movies is one of the main
characters. I was trying to think of somebody who I knew in real life.
So the woman that plays her in the movies is the main character in Downton Abbey. I assume so. I think she's one of the main characters based on the pictures I've seen.
Probably still not going to watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can let me know.
And I'll skip ahead to... So this whole Amazon Netflix thing is kind of heating up, right? But I think Netflix, it's funny because Amazon seems to be fighting Netflix, but Netflix seems to be trying to fight HBO. And HBO's like, whatever, we do what we want.
Pretty much.
But HBO just added AirPlay to their iPad app and their iOS app, which before they didn't allow. They only allowed audio to go through, which was sucked because then you're like, oh, it's working, and you see it go, but then only the sound comes out, and you still have to watch it on your tablet, and you're like, why would I want the sound to go through my TV? That's silly. And I understood the reasoning for a while not having it because they don't want people to be able to watch it on big screens, right? You know, the whole point of it is HBO Go. But then when it with Mountain Lion, you could mirror your whole computer so people could watch it anyway. But then they added it to Xbox, so you can watch it through your Xbox or your Roku on a big screen. So why would they stop Apple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the same thing with Nike. Like, that's where the market is. You kind of have to do it. But it's all heating up. We were kind of making fun of the Surfaces 2 weeks ago. Not really making fun of them. A little bit we were making fun of them.
Yeah.
But they sold out. Apparently the 128 gig models, but some people say it's because they didn't have very many of them to begin with.
They probably only built like 10 of them.
Make it seem like building the demand, right? Right at the start.
It's not a bad idea.
But apparently most people have gotten more back in since then, but I mean, it's good for them though. Although it's funny because a lot of tech news I read, most people already consider Windows 8 a failure, which seems way too soon to me, but...
Yeah, I don't even care.
But it definitely, I did read, I think, what did it say, that Android and iOS have 97% of the smartphone market right now.
Oh, that's it?
Together.
Let's go
BlackBerry and Windows.
That's an awesome stat.
Yeah.
Like, whether you're for Apple and Android, like, just the fact that it's them two. That's awesome.
There's really no third place.
No.
You're just losing.
Yep.
Speaking of Android tablets, HP apparently is going to give that a shot now. Because that went so well for them the last time.
I think this is at least a bet. I think this is better than what they attempted before.
Yeah, but last time they just did it and then they killed it like 50 days later or something.
Right, because they realized that it was wide.
And then they sold open source. Was it their software they open source?
Yep.
I don't know. And then they're also considering working on apparently smartphones too.
Yeah, I saw smartphones also.
Seems like a great idea.
I like HP product, so hopefully if they can come out, this is what they need to do to succeed with a tablet and a phone. Raw Android OS. That's the only way that they're going to be successful with it.
But will they do that?
No, they won't. I'm just saying that's...
No, I agree. I think especially the tablet market for Android right now, nothing is selling except for the Nexus.
Right. Because nobody...
And the Kindle and the Kindle and the Nook.
But
those don't really count.
That's what I was going to say. I don't really consider... I mean, they're Android, obviously, but they're not really...
Samsung can't even make a good tablet. I mean, they technically made the Nexus 10. But, like, Josh just asked me what I've... Like, oh, do you hear... Like, see, whenever he comes up with... He's thinking about buying a new tech product, he'll always ask me what I've heard, you know, what I read, whatever. And I was like, well, honestly, like, since they came out, I've heard nothing about them. Like, I don't know anybody that uses them. Like, tech people, you see what they use. They kind of talk about it. Like, everyone has Nexus 7s. Nobody bought the 10, except for to review them.
Well, I think...
And they didn't even buy them, I'm sure.
To me, it's like the 10 came... It comes in at such a odd time, though, also, because if you didn't have a tablet already, you got the Nexus 7. And then if you wanted something bigger than this, you got the iPad. Like, that was your options. And I feel like it's such a, yeah, I don't know. I like my 7, though.
Right. And I like the Android tablet market is horseshit unless you are Google making the tablets. That's just my opinion on it. But I don't think anyone else is going to be able to compete with it.
Yeah. No, like I said, it's like the only way it's going to happen is if it's raw OS.
And then at that point, why wouldn't you just buy the one from Google? Because I guarantee it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Because HP is not going to be able to compete on price.
Unless they built a 10-inch one, I guess. Like a good one.
But even so, like, that market's slaughtered already. I don't know.
I don't know.
Unless they do something crazy. Put a flamethrower on it.
Oh, nice. I would definitely buy that.
But yeah, so that's what they're doing. State of the Union was Tuesday night, if anyone watched that. Did you watch it, Randy?
No. iCloud only works for iOS, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? You gonna get it? Thinking about picking her up? Yeah, I was gonna get right on that. You didn't watch the State of the Union?
No, just read all the notes about it after.
So Obama wants more research and development. You know, he wants to get back to the height of the space race type research and development, which, that's cool. Mostly seems like words right now.
Let's get an asteroid brought back. Let's mine one.
Let's just start funding NASA again. How about that?
No.
SpaceX?
I agree with I think space exploration needs to be privatized, for sure. There's nothing in it for the government. No. Not.
You get kids excited.
Yeah, but...
build a better future.
Yeah, but kids can be just as excited with a private sector.
Well, then also, they need to help fund that, though.
The government doesn't.
Yeah, they should, you know, like, give them grants and stuff to help get it going. Needs to be some sort of space stuff.
It's not... Space stuff isn't going to stop.
There's nothing to make money out of it is, there will.
Yeah, that's why there's like 6 companies right now looking on how to mine this asteroid that's supposed to be coming by in the next...
Isn't it like soon, though?
They said there's one in 2 years that's worth more.
No, I thought there was one coming by a lot sooner. There's one that's coming like tomorrow.
This week. This week? Next week?
Soon. It's going to barely miss us.
Yeah, by barely miss us, it's like 200 million miles away or some crap.
It's barely going to miss us.
I know.
In space terms. In the Kessel run.
It's like a 1 millionth of a light year.
And Obama also signed an executive order for a cybersecurity act to help stop cyber terrorists. Because that is a legitimate deal, as we've learned this year. Really more, like, I feel like it's kind of slimmed down some now, but I think like a year ago, the hackers were just on a rampage. Valve had some layoffs this week. Not really layoffs, but they started letting a few people go. One person in the that was making a, they were said to be working on the controllers for the Steam Box. And so they thought, you know, what's going on? Are they going, you know, they're cutting back on their projects, but Gabe, whatever his last name is, what's his last name? Do you know Gabe's last name? Starts with an N, I'm pretty sure. Neville, I don't know. He's like, don't worry, we're not getting rid of people. And like a number of upper executives have disappeared from their company wall. So people are worried, but they say, don't worry. I suppose this one probably should have been up there, but Curiosity's up on Mars. They've been drilling into the Martian ground.
Do you see that hood ornament that's up there?
Yeah, the door handle.
Yeah.
That was funny, too.
Because they still don't know what it is, but
they said it's a rock that's been polished by the wind.
Right. But they don't
quote
know.
Unquote.
Because there's nothing else on the surface that looks like it, but
because that doesn't stick out as far to be polished by the wind. Maybe they polished it and then they took a picture of it. Maybe they're trolling everybody. Maybe they put it there.
That would be funny.
We're just kidding. We put that up there.
Gotcha.
Speaking of SpaceX, Tesla has been in the news a lot lately. Like, Mike, how is that even related?
Mike, how is that even related?
It's the same guy that runs them.
I know.
Elon Musk. How do you say his last name? Musk? But anyway, so the New York Times gave a bad review of, a pretty bad review of the Tesla, is it the Model S? Is that what they're called?
I'm not sure the model, but it's their
So their newest Rover, their sports car. I think it's called the Model S because it's a sports car. And so then he got crazy and he's like, you're liars. And then he released these documents that showed. Now, I haven't read their review of it, but I could assume that part of their problem was they said that, you know, because the way the Teslas are set up, they've installed superconductor stations that only work for the Tesla models of electric cars. And because they only work for them, they charge faster is the point. But so they're spread out farther than your regular car plug-ins. Because they're pretty, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sports cars?
No.
Compact?
No, like
hippie friendly?
When everybody has the same kind. Standard micro USB. Is that the word? Standard?
It's a standardized connect, yes.
So, like, all the other hybrid cars have the same kind of plug-in, but Tesla's kind of made its own. They've made their own. Because I always think Tesla in my head. I think Tesla the guy.
Right.
It's a company. Just clarifying. They're
trying to pull an Apple.
But sort of, I guess.
It's just a standard micro USB cable.
Yeah. So they made their own because they charge faster. And so I think part of the problem is the New York Times is trying to say they couldn't make it from place to place in enough, like with enough charge to get to the next one to charge up. But then the CEO came out and he's like, here's the reports from when he, because the car keeps logs, it's all electric.
Right.
He said, you can see here that you could see they were going above the speed limit the entire time, which we told them would reduce the battery because they're going, you know, faster. So it's obviously working the car harder. And then you can see here they drove in circles for 5 minutes to try to run the battery out. And you can see that they didn't charge it as long as they were supposed to. They cut out early. So there's just been this whole back and forth battle. It's kind of interesting to watch. The Verge actually got to drive one as well. It's kind of an interesting video. They drove it.
I'd take one.
I would too. Except for like $100,000. And there's no charging stations around. They only go from LA to San Francisco.
That's it?
Right now.
Just kidding. That's still pretty good.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see what the cost benefit is of
electricity.
Fuel to electricity.
But yeah, I don't think you have to pay for the electricity at their stations. It's part of the car. Part of the cost of the car.
Interesting.
So your fuel costs would be pretty low.
So you buy a car.
But they're expensive cars, and you can only go within so many miles of...
Well, you'd have to plan a trip, really.
You'd have to plan, right. Have you seen any videos of it at all or anything?
Not this current one.
The entire middle console is almost the size of two iPads down the middle. And like that,
cool?
It kind of does, but it's kind of weird. You have to learn to drive it. Like, you have to learn everything. Like, it's like that's everything. It's just like a giant touchscreen in the middle. Which almost seems like it'd be a huge
distraction
problem. Yeah, like that can't be safe, but it works. And then like the main gauges also are all obviously electric or digital displayed.
Yep. Maybe if they would have put in some analog stuff, they could have saved some power. Good one, Randy.
There's a cricket in here.
I know.
Weird.
Better call an exterminator.
And then the rest of the news I have is a bunch of app news.
I have a couple. Oh, app. Whatever. Mine's in no particular order. So,
all right. So WordPress launched, updated their app to get you. You can get notifications when people comment on your posts and a few other updates. That it looks a lot better too. So it's almost like I didn't think it was very usable before, but it looks a lot better. And there's a lot of third party because WordPress is such.
Widgets.
Well, no, I mean a lot of third-party apps that are already out for Word to
do that stuff
to do WordPress, but yep. They're making their own app better, so people use it. QuickBooks came out on the iPad today, which seemed pretty crazy. Like they launched an app.
Are you gonna get it
finally? I don't know how much it is. I should look into that. Maybe I'd play with it if it was cheap. But it actually sounds like most people that have played with it, like the reviews were pretty good.
How can you?
They built it from the ground up based to use on a tablet, like to run the back end of a business. So it's interesting. Tamagotchi is coming back for their 15th anniversary. Although I think that one might be, I know it's coming on Android for sure. I'm not sure if it's coming on iOS. It's coming back.
I literally.
And then you
left.
Downloaded it.
Yeah.
He's playing with it right now. You can't see it because this is only audio, but Randy is currently feeding his Tamagotchi.
I didn't download it, but I'm going to.
I don't know if it's actually out yet. I'm not going to lie. HBO, I already talked about. Finally got AirPlay. Kickstarter.
Tamagotchi from Namco Bandai.
Yep, that's that.
Just came out yesterday.
Kickstarter launched an iOS app, so you can go about your business there.
This makes me so happy.
A&E launched an app on iOS that allows you to watch any of their shows for free, which just kind of blows my mind. You don't have to have any kind of cable subscription, I don't think. Seems crazy, right? What's in it for them? Unless there's ads on it.
It's really crazy. Even if there was ads.
But still. And then Pokemon launched a Pokemon TV app.
Yeah.
And you can watch up to, I think they said there'll be 500 shows on it at a time.
Does that seem crazy?
But it rotates shows. Or maybe it's only 50.
No, it was 50. It was a crazy amount.
It was a lot. And then, the movies are on there. But it updates what episodes are on there, so it's not always the same.
I don't think that's a bad thing,
though. It must have been
50,
though.
Because it's similar to, what Hulu does, like what they did with old shows, old seasons.
Sometimes they'd be available for a while.
It'd be, five shows, and then every week they would rotate them around. What the hell?
Your crickets are growing crazy.
I know.
So, yeah, the Pokemon and the A&E one seem crazy to me. But I'm pretty sure the A&E one is, without a cable subscription, you can just watch any of their shows.
Man, that's a good step in the right direction.
Right. And there was rumor that Apple was going to hold an event in March to have, similar to WDC, but be based for that's Randy's Tamagotchi loading, just so you know. That they were going to have an event in March as, developers for the Apple TV to start building apps for it. But that rumor has also been rumored to not be true at all, so it's hard to say. Oh, that looks horrible. No, it looks just like the Tamagotchi I had. Oh, it even has the case around it. This. And pardon us while we take a break while Randy feeds his Tamagotchi. Wow, it tells you the time and everything. So you can keep track. Are you setting an alarm right now? Is that what's happening?
No.
Do you know how to work that thing?
No.
Is it still an egg? I don't know if you know what you're doing. So that's my news for the week. Did you have what did you have otherwise?
Get rid of that. Did you see the article about Google Play giving lots of data to the developers directly through a loophole, an accident?
Like user info?
Yeah.
I saw something.
Giving out
Didn't affect me, so I didn't read it. No, I'm just kidding.
It was phone number, address, first, last payment name, info? Payment info. I mean, it was like
I didn't see that.
A ton of info.
Did they fix it? I think they're just still giving it out.
The story just came out today. Okay. So I don't know if they fixed it. So I thought that was crazy. Lots of info.
Everybody's got holes these days, huh?
Yeah, like black holes.
Black holes.
Scientists think they captured like the birth of a black hole, which is pretty crazy.
The newest black hole, 1,000 years old only. Which
they show a picture seems of it. Did you see the picture of it?
I did see the picture of it.
That looked pretty cool.
Can you? Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
What are you gonna say?
Make fun of your color blindness. I could see blues just fine.
There's a place. I gotta find the name of the company. Where is it?
A place in San Francisco.
Shoot, where is it?
There is a house.
Oh, there's a website called Paint Your Pizza. Did you read about that?
Where you could send in your pizza picture and they'll make it for you, and they have the Ninja Turtle one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. So it's like MS Paint, and you can...
And then they'll make your pizza based on your picture.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It looks funny. It looks horrible, but it looks funny.
It did look horrible. But I was like, I would totally do that.
Right? Want to know what I'd do?
What?
I'd do the Triforce.
Oh, snap. Would it be pineapples?
No, it'd probably be sausage on top of cheese. Something that I'll actually eat.
There is.
Did you read about the brain implants into lab rats that let them sense light?
Yeah,
specifically infrared light.
I saw that they were doing stuff to them. I saw that they made a... They had made a model rat, like a fake rat, like an android rat, to increase aggressiveness or something?
Stress out.
To stress them, get them crazy?
Yeah.
They want to get them all crazy?
I didn't get that one. I read it, I'm like,
cool. I don't know why they're doing that. Why are they making the rats crazy?
And then my last two funny things were, one, so if we have any listeners in Australia, I would just like to let you know that it is cheaper for you to fly here and purchase Adobe
Photoshop
CS6.
Oh, the whole thing?
The package. Than it is to just purchase it there.
That seems super crazy. I saw that today, too. I was like, how is that even possible?
Isn't that crazy?
Why can't I just mail it to them? I could just buy a computer, install it.
That's not the point, Mike.
I'm just saying, like, it seems like there's a black market deal we should start running here.
And then... The other crazy thing was, did you see, speaking of Australia, did you see the IKEA ad?
The crib.
Yeah. Randy, I sent it to you.
Randy, I sent it to you this morning.
But you're supposed to play along.
Oh, what did they have for sale?
They have a coupon in the current ad for today. It's not necessarily if you get pregnant today, but if you have a baby...
9 months from
born
today.
9 months from today, so November 14th, then you are allowed to cash in for a free crib.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's why it's today. So the date would be February 14th because of Valentine's Day.
Right.
So not today, whenever you're listening to this.
Correct.
Of course.
So the coupon says free for babies born 9 months from today.
Does it say specifically whatever the 14th? It has to be like that day.
To celebrate Valentine's Day, IKEA is offering parents-to-be a free cot. If your baby is born on 14th of November 2013, limit one cot per baby. Proof of birth.
A cot?
They call it a cot.
Oh,
it's a crib.
Because they're Australians and they're crazy.
Proof of birth must be provided. Voucher must be presented to redeem. So you have to hold on to this coupon for 9 months.
So you have to plan on making a baby tonight and hope you have good accuracy.
Yeah. It's a gamble.
Or you just hoard all the coupons and maybe your friends get lucky.
I would just stand outside a hospital, like, if I had them, be like, here you go.
Did you have your baby today? You want a free cot? Apparently that's here what we go. Call them, as a cot.
Here you go.
Australian for crib.
Well played, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, that's all I got too. There's stuff on websites, on the internet.
There's a lot of stuff.
Google Bleed Geek and see what happens. And then just hopefully it's one of our sites and not something else. You can find us on our website, bleedgeek.com.
Actually, if you search Bleed Geek, we are the number one result.
Are we the number two result?
We are.
Are we the number seven result?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We are number seven. Nice. We are all but one on the front page.
And that's that.
Actually, all but two. iBleedGeek has a Tumblr and a Pinterest.
Oh, now he's got a Pinterest? We better get on that. You can find us on our website, bleedgeek.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/bleedgeek or at bleedgeek.
You can pin us on Pinterest maybe soon.
That's not going to happen. We can't even keep up with our Tumblr, which is tumblr.bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Tumblr.
No E.
I think I covered everything. You can email us.
fans@bleedgeek.com. Give us a ring. 406-794-3357.
It's accurate. Getting a lot better. 90 episodes in. You're almost there. And if you want to, you can go like the movie site, which is Facebook, which is Bleed Geek, facebook.com/bleedgeekmovies. Apparently you don't have to have 25 likes to write your name anymore. Now you just have to get 30 likes to see Insight. With that, you can also follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall.
And he's also The Crandall on Instagram, in case you were curious.
That is correct.
I'm also Mike037, but that's neither here nor there. We thank
Bleed Geek Movies?
Yeah, facebook.com/bleedgeekmovies.
Nope.
Didn't work?
Mm-mm.
Weird. Is it movie?
So I'm just checking. Nope.
Nope. Well, I lied then. I'm a dirty liar.
Me.
It said it would work. It told me to tell my friends to go there.
Yeah?
Maybe Facebook is lying to me now. Is that what's happening? Stupid Facebook. Randy will spam it later, don't worry.
Yep.
Anyways,
with that,
I said individually on Twitter. With that, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Go Google.